Your happiness was hacked. Why tech is winning the battle to control your brain and how to fight back. By Vivek Wadhwa and Alex Salkiever. Narrated by Alex Salkiever. Dedication. To our children and their children, the ones who don't know any life without technology. We hope that this book helps guide them and others toward a happier future. Foreword by Roger McNamee, Elevation Partners and early investor in Facebook. I have been a professional technology investor since 1982, which has given me a front row seat at the creation of the most exciting industries of the past 35 years, including personal computers, cellular phones, the internet, and social networking. I was a mentor to Mark Zuckerberg during the early years of Facebook, and at one time was a vocal advocate for the platform. I still love the Facebook service, but I believe the company's advertising business model has created social, economic, and political damage that demands a national conversation, and possibly intervention. And Facebook is not alone. The problem is endemic to Google, Snapchat, Twitter, Slack, and most of the other major internet platforms. Internet platforms have revolutionized our lives, but only now are we beginning to see their dark side. Millions of adults lose productivity, sleep, and motivation through constant interruptions by technology that was supposed to make them more productive. There has been widespread coverage of the way Russian hackers exploited Facebook's architecture to interfere in the U.S. presidential election of 2016. Less well known is the way that use of Facebook influenced the vote on Brexit in the UK, as well as other recent elections in Europe. There is mounting evidence that Facebook is also being exploited by allies of the government in Myanmar to make genocide of the Rohingya minority acceptable to the country's population. In the U.S., Facebook's advertising tools enable illegal discrimination in housing and violate the civil rights of innocent people. The internet platforms themselves are particularly dangerous for children who do not have tools to protect themselves. Snapchat streaks and similar products on other platforms substitute addictive activities for the human interaction that is so fundamental to the emotional well-being of children. On top of that, lack of vigilance by the platforms has resulted in millions of children being exposed to inappropriate content. The good aspects of internet platforms are now being offset by flaws that are invisible to most users. All of this is possible because Facebook, Google, and other internet platforms consciously addict their users in order to make their products and advertising more valuable. They combine propaganda techniques initially developed by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?